This is an untitled Stargate Atlantis ficlet written by Dogmatix, read by Sly Hostetter. This ficlet was written for the Stargate Atlantis John/Rodney Dragons prompt at the Porn Battle community on insanejournal.com. It had been about 3 days, he thought. 3 days trapped with Rodney in an abandoned city on an abandoned planet. And if the gate weren't going haywire, he would have been in a hospital bed in Atlantis. Probably strapped down to the hospital bed by this stage. First had been the chills, the fever, and the shakes. Rodney had ragged on him about getting the flu in the middle of summer. He'd argued back about temperature changes through chattering teeth. Then he'd started getting a bit delirious, because there wasn't any other way to explain growing small, delicate scales in a neat line down his back and bone-deep knowing that the case of heartburn that wasn't could light up a room. He'd known he was in trouble when Rodney stopped talking. It didn't last very long, because Rodney was talking again, going on about contaminated food supply and nanites and DNA something or others. But John really wasn't paying attention. It was comforting just hearing Rodney's voice, even the sharp, clipped tone that meant he was worried out of his mind. They were in what passed for a gate room, or rather a gate hall, laid out on a blanket Rodney had scrounged. The whole place was almost medieval. It took him a while to realize that he wasn't shaking or cold anymore, and that the ache in his bones had finally left. Rodney was still hunched over the local gate control's innards, which had looked jerry-rigged even from the beginning. But none of that was important. It wasn't that he was out of his head, it was just that certain things were suddenly very, very clear. And there was no reason to put it off. He was partly undressed already, and then completely undressed. Rodney stopped talking and tensed up when he draped himself over the scientist's broad back. Tensed further and started again when John nibbled delicately at his ear, mindful of sharp new teeth. Rodney was cute when he was outraged, indignation radiating off of him, like a fluffed-up kitten, or maybe a puppy. It was okay, though, because Rodney's voice didn't go cold in that way that meant he was dead serious. Slightly clawed fingers slipped into Rodney's pants, waking interest there with slow, light strokes. The other hand played higher, drawing claw tips over Rodney's stomach, letting them almost catch, and enjoying the way muscles shivered in their wake. He was loath to stop for even a few seconds, but having a blushing, swearing, breathless Rodney on his back on the blanket was a sight not to be passed up. Eye to eye with blazing indignance, he bent down for a quick, sloppy kiss that didn't so much stop the flow of words as muffle them for a few seconds. The swearing dropped low and stunned when he sat back on his haunches and started to prep, reaching under and back to open himself up fast and rough. He grinned from ear to ear, and Rodney choked slightly, probably at the sight of fangs. It made him warm inside, somewhere above the heartburn that wasn't, when Rodney started hesitantly to undress, still talking, almost hissing, blustering and snarking. Fortunately, he was always prepared, and his vest was close to hand, so they didn't have to resort to bodily fluids. Lowering down onto Rodney's slicked cock made him purr in a way humans flat out couldn't, and his eyes drift to half-mast. Rodney's hands were squeezing his thighs spasmodically, urging him on as he begged for John to please God fucking move. He started slow, delighting in Rodney's moans, couldn't help himself, and sped up, taking himself in hand as he drank in the sight of Rodney, losing himself to the rhythm, the more than human heat clenched around him. And when Rodney came, he arched back and let out this whine, high and soft, and enough to make John come all over his own hand with a stuttering growl. He licked his hand clean as he raised himself off Rodney's softening cock, lying down beside the drowsy scientist. He felt like yelling his claim from the rooftops. Perhaps after a quick nap. He drew Rodney to him, more than happy to suffer the warning smack on the arm. After all, Rodney was his treasure now, and dragons never let go of their treasures. The end. If you like this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can leave feedback for Dogmatix through this story's post. Bye-bye.